Peter Armitage, the chief executive at Anchor Capital, with us this evening. And you, amongst many, many others, Peter Armitage, took a decision several years ago to delist from the JSE because it was all just a bit too much of a schlep, I take it.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of macro conditions. The biggest driver behind listings and whether people want to be listed is the kind of valuations that market players and particularly the institutions are prepared to place on businesses. And we went through a cycle where, you know, private businesses and private equity firms are prepared to pay 10 or 12 PE multiples for businesses. And the same smaller businesses on the JSE are typically rated at 7 or 8 PE multiples. So I think, to be fair, there's things that the JSE can control and there's things that they can't control. The biggest uncontrollable is kind of the valuation and the appetite for smaller businesses. But I think that's more about asset management being aggregated in some really big companies where, you know, anything less than 5 or 10 billion rand of the market cap doesn't matter to them because they could own the whole company and it wouldn't really impact their performance. But I think it's pretty encouraging that the JSE is trying to address the things that they can control.
Is it going to make the slightest bit of difference, really? Is it going to reignite an appetite for listings? Is it going to help the JSE, which is in a fair amount of trouble, certainly from the outside, as it really, you know, is shrinking rather than growing?
Yeah, so I think, I mean, it does help over time. When conditions are conducive to companies listing, the barriers to listing and if people are weighing up all the pros and cons, you know, I think it makes it a little bit easier. I think also, you know, what we realize being listed is you've got to kind of have a bottom line of probably 150, 200 million and plus to justify the expenses. And it's, you know, a lot of that is not the JSE's fault, simply the regulation and what's required probably and non-exec directors and the like probably increases your expenses by 2 to 3 million rand. You know, so for that not to be that material in your life, you probably want to be earning 100, 150. So, you know, I think it's a dilemma, but I think what they're doing is a move in the right direction.
When we look at it, I mean, the listings boom that we've seen, particularly like places like Australia, as we've seen commodity prices rocket and new exploration happen, there's so many macroeconomic issues in South Africa and so many policy issues and so many political issues that are as much of a constraint as the stuff that the JSE wants to try and address. That's all well and good. But until we get the basics resolved and really get confidence up, I wonder just how much the JSE can do beyond sort of some fairly superficial activities.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm saying is you need to have companies in a shape or form that they want to list and raise some capital. I think, that, you know, the sad reality, a lot of businesses, we see a lot of business coming from people selling off businesses to private equity and wanting to externalize capital. So it's actually much more about the macro environment and the kind of enthusiasm for raising and retaining capital in South Africa, which I think has certainly improved over the course of the last 2 or 3 years. I think we're still suffering from, the ills of 5, 6 years ago. South Africa is a unique country. A lot of the stuff we're talking about creates lots of opportunities. Listings will come back. It's hard to know when and where, but the bottom line is people need to be comfortable, especially in the smaller to mid-cap space, that the market will value their businesses at, 10 PE multiples and above. Otherwise, you can do better. You know, our experience was we could borrow money at 7%, it's after-tax 5% from a bank, buy a business back at a 8 or 9 PE multiple, and that made good sense.
Yep, it's a tough environment. Thank you, Peter Armitage, Chief Executive at Anchor Capital. His perspective on new regulations to try and simplify and take some of the red tape and some of the hassle and some of the schlep out of the listings process, certainly when it comes to technology companies, with more to come, we hope, because the JSE could do with a boost. You could do with some more choices when it comes to investing and to really help your money grow in an environment which is kind of tough, and so much money has disappeared out of South Africa, so much money is invested beyond our borders because of that lack of confidence in the future. That confidence needs to come back in a hurry. Peter Armitage, thanks very much.